Was McLuhan saying that the term hardware was developed by software people?
No, it was a military term. He said it was industrial. It came out of industry. The computer guys developed the term software. That was for programming.
Yeah.
And he makes a whole book out of software, hardware, that dialectic, the one called Take Today. It comes out in 72. And he just started sort of composing that book with Barry Nevitt, I think, in 68, 69. There's a lot of different sentences where software sometimes is in quotation marks and other times isn't. So it went back and forth as figure and ground. It's like the hardware of a computer. You know, where's there's the hard drive, and then the surface stuff gets ambiguous in a computer. The figure and the ground, technically. So he starts to play with that.
And talking again about film as opposed to TV, that is a big theme for him about this time.
Oh, yeah, there's a big difference. Ion, would you like to comment on the difference?
Well, just that you have to look at the media. From a media ecology standpoint, they're the same, but they're different. A movie takes a higher precedence than, say, a show, than actually a clip, than actually a YouTube. So they have different levels of weightiness, because you see or perceive a movie as more important or a value than, say, a snippet or a short. Back in the days of the Three Stooges on the boot tubes.
Can you fix my phone so I can be heard clearly?
That's your biases. Those are your biases. Bob has the same trouble. He's just trying to up the ante. Now there's actually important things that you want to say. Before, you never thought you had anything important to say. Now you've added importance of value to what you think you want to say. So therefore, it's being what you call garbled from everyone else's perspective. It's because you can't keep up with you. So reset, reset, reset. Then that allows your technology to undo the bias that you created.
So this is bias that I've created for myself?
Of course, you never thought you had anything important to say, and now what you think you have to say is actually important. So now people can't understand you. Ta-da! Bob suffered from it for years.
Bob, you've had this problem too.
No,
I can't make out your words. I get every third word, and I don't know what you're saying, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, but he's the only one who's actually qualified to parse the words. No one else so far has been able to parse the words. Hey, so he sounds stupid, but he's not being stupid. He's being exact and precise. There's a difference. He's going to let you explain it to death, to you, to an end, to ad nauseum, so you're sick of it. But there's, when he gets it, there's no question whether or not you can get it. And that's a great service to little men.
Well, Ian, I think you talk too fast. A lot of stuff there. And we've been going along my slow pace. And none of you got what he was saying, right? Too many shifts and clauses and this and that. Right, wouldn't you say?
I think I caught most of it, but it was a little low.
Low? No, it was fast.
See? Media ecology. The bigoted bias of media ecological inference.
Okay, right there. Media ecological inference. You need a minute to think about that. But I will be on to the next sentence.
Oh, yeah, we're on to the next. That's right. But of course. So do you know how to ask questions now, Bob?
No, it's pretty bad. I was thinking a few hours ago, I was thinking that, well, I don't think we should do this show anymore. I think we should do private. Like, invite people to come to a conference, the ones who can talk and ask questions, record it, and then maybe put that out. I was thinking of privatizing this operation, but
okay.
I don't know.
Well, ask after grass. Nobody rides for free. Do it like you want to. It's all right with us.
I missed the first part, the grass or something. I don't know what you said. If you miss one syllable, you don't know what you're saying. So another wasted sentence. Maybe we won't even invite you. We won't even invite you to the conference call.
and don't threaten us with a good time.
I know. Just get your phone fixed, please. You know, wish everybody would catch up. Catch up to my Panasonic. Get a Panasonic phone, for fuck's sake.
So I need to do that so you can't hear everybody. Like, you can't hear everybody now. Right.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. You started to go one way, and I don't know what you said there. Anybody get? No, nobody got what you said there. Went too many directions.
Of course not.
I've been hearing Ion clearly.
You couldn't say back what he said. You might be able to hear him, but you don't know what he said. You don't know what his point was.
Ion, tell us more about the media ecological difference.
Well, it's media ecological. And basically, all it is the what you've decided is normal. It's not normal. Orange being the new black. They've shifted it. And until you shift with it, it's foreign to you. That's what Bob was complaining about. Is we've had shifts and no one's caught up to it. So by the time you catch up to our words, we've moved on to something else. And that's what we were trying to make the point between the short and movies and shows.
The point between, say the last three words again, shows.
Shows, shorts, and movies.
Shorts and movies.
Huh?
And
the value.
How does that relate? You said... You said that we shift with it.
The bias.
The bias.
You shift with
the
bias. You can only hear words you've heard. You cannot hear words you haven't heard. That's new. You can only hear words you've heard. If you haven't heard a word, you can't hear it. Because you hadn't heard it. Because if you'd heard it, you'd heard it. You wouldn't recognize it. But if you can't recognize it, you can't know it. You can't know it. It's like the Nina and the Pin on the Santa Maria. You can't see them. So if you can't see them, you never could see them. If you couldn't see them, you didn't see them when you saw them. So how do you see him if you couldn't tell him that you saw him, that you didn't see him? You wouldn't know. There you go. You
so this new word, the new word that you just introduced was, and I didn't pronounce it the way you did, mediacology?
Like a meteorologist? A meteorologist studies meteorology. Meteorology is... The same thing we're trying to say with that, that'll help you pronounce the twist. Mediological.
Mediological.
It's that mystery of the ground. So, yeah, me. But anyway, all is very well. So, y'all had fun playing with Bob last night?
No, they were assholes. Nobody spoke. Roxanna couldn't talk. She had a cold. So, I ended up talking to a bunch of newbies and I was wonderful to them, but nobody contributed anything. It was worse than when you were here.
Oh, wow. I couldn't imagine that. I thought that wasn't possible, Bob.
See, I don't know what you said. You said probable, possible. I don't know what you're saying.
See? It's good. It's
he
good.
Said he thought okay. It couldn't be possible.
He couldn't be possible.
He thought it couldn't be possible that it could be worse.
And worse than it does.
Oh, me too. I didn't think it'd be worse, but it was.
Imagine that. How wonderful.
But Ion, we talked about specific gravity of blood, and we talked about pH and all the possibilities that we could come up with about why you keep bringing up pH.
Uh-huh.
And we started kind of pondering about what the new perception might be that we haven't caught up to yet, the shift.
The only people who contribute, Ion, are Bert, Susanna, maybe one other person occasionally. Oh, yeah, Sarah's pretty good, but she's always missing everything and sleeping. Sheila, Allison, they're terrible. Gene's lousy. Most of these people, they show up but don't say anything.
Apparently,
Roxanne is pretty good.
What are we going to do about that? Because, you know, why?
Well, you got to keep Bob happy. You don't want to piss Bob off, as Ion has always warned. Do not piss Bob off.
And I don't make you happy by asking Ion questions about pH and specific gravity.
No, no. You're just talking about the topics. You should have a question. You don't remember the question that Karen wrote down. We had questions that came out of it. Not about topics. We had actually.
Well, we had a question about the base.
You got a question? Gene, say a question.
Are we redefining the pH scale?
You said, are we redefining? We're not redefining. So do it right. Ion's the only one talking.
I have a question.
No, no. What do you mean, Wendy?
Sorry.
We're dealing with Jean.
Okay. All right. I thought she was done.
Ion, will the way that the pH scale is currently perceived changed?
What does that mean? Is it currently changed? Yeah. You know, do it better.
Yeah. that will...
No, we don't even know what the question is. You use change, botch the word change. Do it again, Jean.
Ion, will the way we currently perceive the pH scale change?
Yes.
And will it essentially be redefined so that the reading of zero pH becomes the neutral?
Not neutral.
And
not neutral.
Not neutral. Anything below zero is acidic, and anything above zero is alkaline?
No. There's the trouble. See, there's the rub. It won't be like that at all. You can have negative potential for hydrogen. It changes everything. So the answer is, yes, it's going to change, and yes, you won't recognize it.
So for a while, we're not even going to be able to grasp what's going on in a way of measuring it.
We keep working with it. You keep asking better questions. It's all good. You're getting there.
Now, that's related to water. The chemical description of water is two particles of hydrogen and one oxygen. But we keep talking about having to take off stuff out of water. Water has already changed because there's a whole bunch more than H2O in water. Is that correct?
There wasn't. It's now. Now there is. Now, if you take water and do it through reverse osmosis, you can't take those parts out. If you take those parts out, it's still water. All your water now is becoming a glorified weak hydrogen peroxide.
Then when the negative potential for hydrogen increases, then all that extra hydrogen changes in some way?
Then you have less oxygen.
So oxygen, now is it similar in the same way with air? We think air is oxygen, but the air is a whole bunch of stuff.
Mostly hydrogen.
It's mostly
more
hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
More
hydrogen,
more hydrogen in water.
Than air.
So the negative potential for hydrogen just throws the pH scale out of the whole picture. It renders it obsolete in a way that it doesn't make any sense anymore because our perceptions haven't changed yet. We haven't shifted yet.
Well, it's just new. You can't know it till you know it, so you're knowing it. Once you know it, then you will. It'll be all right, and nobody hurt. It'll become normal. It's like YouTube. You didn't know what it was till now.
Ion, one question that did come up last night that I'd like to ask is about lysine, and asking you specifically if lysine is the base that you're talking about when you refer to it's all about the base in the song, because something acts on it like a catalyst.
It's all about the base, no treble.
What's the base?
Is the base the blood? Because we keep coming back to the blood. I'm thinking about the lysine and everything that's going into the blood that's changing.
Just ask what's the base. Even use the word what.
What is the base ion? Can you give us more description?
Yeah, good description is from Megan Trainor's version of it. It's all about that base.
The song.
That's that song.
A song. Now, we're talking chemistry. When you talk about base, we're talking chemistry. And is it lysine? Is it alkaline? Is that what's base? Is it guanine? 80? You use the term all the time, and even Carol doesn't know what you're referring to. So why don't you just give a definition in chemical terms? Forget about the mixed media synesthesia. That's for later.
Well, perhaps he doesn't mean it in chemistry terms, or they don't mean it in chemistry terms. Ion, is it different than chemistry?
Ion, is base always alkaline?
No.
So sometimes when you refer to base, you're referring to something other than its pH state.
The degree of pH is how you decide the difference between acid and alkaline. We're saying that's no longer the right judge. So your bias is all wrong. And when you change that, what we're saying will start making more sense. And it's okay. Maybe it'll work itself out. No trouble.
Well, when you say base, do you mean the foundation in any way?
No, it's in that media ecological representation of the example of what the base is. No trouble.
We don't know what ion means by mediacology. He's not using it the way I use it, so he can say the phrase all he wants. We don't know what it's referring to, unless he wants to try to define it the way he's doing it and then compare it to the proper definition.
Ion, you're always making the musical references, and I don't have a chemistry background, so in my mind comes the vibration, so our bass is changing according to the vibrations that we are attuning to, that we're listening to. Is that in any way at all?
It's exactly right, because it's tonal.
What's a noun in that sentence? What's exactly right? Many topics have been said in the last 30 seconds. What's exactly right? What's your noun?
Her question was, what was the thing? Music. The music reference is where the tonal representation of where it comes from.
That'll make you sense. The tonal representation of what it comes from, with a what or something in front of it. And nowhere a sentence. I told you Finnegan's Wake is the best way to present ion, because ion is Finneganese.
Well, I'm getting that it's exactly like McLuhan has been saying. The medium is the message. And what we're responding to, and how our different cells alert to different sounds within the music, is changing our own structure.
Do.
Thank you.
Well, Ion, do you want to give us your definition of the bass?
Absence of treble.
Ion, are you in any way making a play with the word treble in comparison to the word trouble?
How very mediologically precise of you.
So we get our bass correct, and our body is becoming in tune with, you know, like we have our bass correct. And then as we proceed as like ascension or whatever word you want to use, we have less and less contrast. So we have less trouble in our lives.
Hey, wonderful. We're bringing booty back. You can go and tell them skinny bitches that.
And again, not having a chemistry background. Lysine is a fat. Is that correct?
Lipid. Lipid. Apply to the lipid. Because if you say those other words, then you're going to get lost. Now you're going to start saying calories are fat. They're not.
So our booty, our bum, is like we sit on it, we rely on it, and I'm using the word fats, coming back, giving us more base. We're more grounded, able to integrate with the new environment. Is that correct?
You can get some stuff out of it, but even that's a stretch. You know,
okay.
Too much ipso facto. This becomes that makes this to get that. So after a little while, you decide that God is a monkey. You're not careful.
Well, her lyrics to say, I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell them skinny bitches that. No, I'm just saying, I know you think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you that every interview is perfect from the bottom to the top.
Now, do you see the point? You've been playing with Photoshop, trying to make things a certain way, and they're not that way. It's about the bass. It's not about the treble. You're making treble into the bass. And it's not about a fat. It's about the amino acid of lysine.
So there's substance, not fat like we know it in a fashion world.
See, the way you're saying fat is a negative connotation. We don't see that it's negative. When you say fat, eating fat on meat, we say that's where all the flavor is. You say it's a bad thing to ingest. We don't see that bias. But you all have it ingrained. In. Oh, that's trans fat. Oh, that's this fat. Oh, that's fat fat. Oh, that's, oh, they can't. Jack Sprat couldn't eat no fat. You know, and it's ridiculous.
Will you tell us how to improve our base? I know you've been recommending musical selections, and I'm guessing it's to that point. Is there anything further you can lead us to listen to?
Well, Bob doesn't like you when we do that. Sorry.
What did he say I didn't like?
That
getting more musical selections, because I asked Ion if there was anything else he could direct us to improve our bass, as they've already done in the past with certain musical selections.
Well, I don't mind him pointing out music. I don't like his choices.
I'm from the trio Looking for the Stone. That's the mention.
Ion, just to get back to the bass, you referred to it as tonal frequency, so, and the lipids. Is it significant to our resonance and our vibration and changing the environment of our body so that it,
it's the metabolism that you had before, the shift to the frequency that you've not had before.
And so the frequency has shifted, and our bodies are catching up to it, or our body's already there, and we haven't become aware of it.
Well, it's up to you. Depends on how you see. You're staggering around here now, listening to us, can't hear our words, you can't communicate, can't figure it out. We tell the same stuff in the whole wide world, and you still look and scratch your head or your ass because something's itching and try to convince Bob, and Bob don't even know what you're talking about. Many things have been said. We can't get what we got that we get that we got that we get. There's too many words. We don't know what you're talking about. So we kind of just smile and go, okay, maybe another day.
Wait a minute. You said it's all about the amino acid lysine. So does lysine interact with another amino acid to do something in chromosome 14 to open the arms and legs?
Within the lipids, yes.
So lysine interacts with the fat?
The lipids are fat.
Yeah.
So there's the lymphatic system fat?
No. I don't think so.
I'm not sure. But isn't lipids necessary for the cell to generate and to metabolize in fuel, as fuel for our body? Am I incorrect in that?
No, wait, not a fuel. Don't call it a fuel, because now you're saying you have to gas up your cells to ascend. That's not that. Mm.
Well, the lymphatic vessels carry a clear fluid called lymph directionally towards the heart.
Whales eat krill. Krill is not food, but krill sustains the whale.
We want to use amino acids so that the lysine transforms and goes into the perforated lining of the cellular walls, so it opens up our chromosomes and we ascend. Is that correct?
Well, it's not why, it's the process, but it's not the reason why. It's just the process.
It just happened. And that's what I was going to ask. By listening to these different tonalities, all these processes in our body, the stuff that I don't understand, the lipids and the lysines and everything, are moving and flowing together. Those tonalities get them moving in the right direction. And
the evergreen said words. The words the evergreen said didn't make them the evergreen. But that's how you knew they were the evergreens, because they said that the evergreens were group. That's how you described and found that that was. You didn't know what that was until the evergreen told you it was. Then once it did, it started saying words, however cleverly. And then those words became evergreen's words. And then all of a sudden things shifted and changed because your knower changed. So that's all that's happening here is your knower is being enlightened. Your knower is being enlightened.
So our knowing now currently of biology or chemistry is not enough.
The conversation is too much fun. See how easy that is?
I didn't catch that.
I missed your last comment. It was not clear for me. And usually I do hear. So, Ion, the direction of the questioning that you all would like to see, can you give us a little more insight? Are we doing it now? Is this pleasing to Ion?
Oh, we don't care, Don. See, we don't care. We don't want to answer. You know, we don't want you to have any questions. We want you to know. It's all good with us. We can help you till you get there. Ain't nobody hurt. You'll be all right. It's happening despite you. So we're just holding it together until you get there. Otherwise, the heat-oppressed brain takes over. Is this a dagger which I see before me, the handle toward my hand? come, let me clutch thee. I hold thee not, and yet I see thee still. Art thou not fatal vision, sensible to feeling of this night, or art thou but a dagger of the mind, a false creation from the heat-oppressed brain? It's your brain. It's not our problem. It's your issue. We're just holding your hand till you get it right. It'll be all right. It'll be over soon or better. Don't worry.
Well, Ian, you mentioned the lymphatic system, and in the wiki it says roughly 17 liters of the filtered plasma gets reabsorbed directly into the blood vessels while the remaining 3 liters are left behind in the interstitial fluid. One of the main functions of the lymph system is to provide an accessory route for these 3 excess liters per day to get returned to the blood. So it gets back to the blood.
Perfect. It's the blood that gives you strength that will never, no, never lose its power.
Like getting back to the blood of the land.
Do.
So this is about getting our blood back to the blood of the lamb.
In charades, we would be tapping our nose. We have been working on our hand signals for the blind also, by the way.
Ion, the hematocrit that you mentioned last week, as the blood becomes closer to that of the blood of the lamb, would that cause the hematocrit to decrease from what is the normal now or increase?
Neither. It will cause the hematocrit to evolve and change the bilirubin of the blood.
To evolve, you say?
Do. See, Bob, I thought you said they couldn't ask no questions. They went through specific gravity. They're getting there. It's just a slow go. It's hit the ball and drag, Bob. It'd be all right.
So, Ion, when you refer to the gravity of the blood, is our blood getting lighter? I don't know what I'm saying. I guess I'm looking at a limited view of gravity.
So you should be looking at specific gravity. There's a difference.
And can you explain that difference, please?
Look it up.
Okay, I have that website. Specific gravity is the ratio of the density of a substance to the density or mass of the same unit volume of a reference substance. So specific gravity is the ratio of the weight of a volume of the substance to the weight of an equal volume of the reference substance. More.
Which is why you start saying calories are fat. Which is why you start attributing mass to weight. But you started trying, and that's why you're trying to tell the skinny bitches something.
That it don't matter.
Oh, it does matter. It's just all about the base.
So how does this relate to the gravity of the blood? I'm not quite getting it.
Specifically. It's specifically. That's how it's related.
And the gravity of our blood changing in... What way is this an improvement?
Negative pH.
For?
Negative pH changes the specific gravity that allows those cells to embrace that blood, which changes that cell to the perfect blood of the lamb without stain or blemish. Perfect.
Oh.
Lilu, fifth element.
And the blood of the lamb, again, this is an uneducated question. Did this come about, the perfect blood of the that lamb, did it come about because of the environment the lamb lives in?
No, the Passover.
The actress in the movie, The Fifth Element, she had the same blood as blood of the lamb?
Yes. 144,000 double helix strands. Perfect.
So a negative pH will change our blood to that of the blood of the lamb. And that's where we're moving towards.
Negative pH doesn't. It changes the specific gravity so your blood can become acidic.
The first cloned animal that I'd ever heard of that was global news was a sheep, so a lamb.
It was Dolly.
So they chose that breed because they had this knowing that it had the perfect blood.
Well, and we saved those slides to show you how to do it. It's amazing. We think slides is probably the most important thing. It's what you're going to use to prove your point. The slides capture everyone, save, and you can compare them. Then those slides will tell you that. Then you can say, oh, here it is right here. We won't have to convince you. You'll be telling us. And we got the proof. We got the goddamn proof living in a box.
Are you talking about the ISO slides?
Those are examples. They're nice ones, yeah. But there are others, too.
Well, I'm reading a definition for hypoxemia, or low blood oxygen, and it describes a lower than normal level of oxygen in your blood. In order to function properly, your body needs a certain level of oxygen circulating in the blood, cells, and tissues. When this level of oxygen falls below a certain amount, hypoxemia occurs, and you may experience shortness of breath. So we don't have to worry about that, I guess.
You want that. Long breath as it helps you so far.
Ion, are the researchers at Winship Cancer Center noticing a change in the measurement of specific gravity of humans that are using RNA?
Specifically, yes. The oncology department is astounded.
Are they talking to you about it?
Bob didn't say, we said.
Bob didn't say, you said.
Yes.
According to Bob, you haven't said yet.
Okay.
According to Bob, you haven't said anything. Okay.
Good.
Now, last week, you were talking about staph eating the upper level of our dermis.
And you say staph is bad, and we say staph is good, because you'd be stone cold dead if your skin didn't have a way of turning loose itself because it's constantly making new cells, new skin, new dermis. So if you can't get an epidermis new, it chokes it off. It wraps you and mummifies you in Saran wrap. So the staph, which you say,
and our body's going to keep producing staph.
You want it to. It's holding the staph. The staph is what eats it all. You're saying it's bad. We say it's good.
And then you said if you change the mystery landscape and lower the pH into a negative, you change the veracity of hydrogen. You affect oxygen's necessity in an atmosphere.
You take the oxidizer out of oxygen.
The oxidizer. So there's no more rusting or no more aging.
Ta-da! Well, there never has been aging. Y'all add that.
There never has been aging, but this chemical body, we had a perception that it did, that it was inevitable that the chemical body would break apart into dust. So staph is playing a role in our process of no longer aging. In this same process, you said to have the negative potential for hydrogen, you decrease the requirement for oxygen to make the strata stable. So basically the air will soon be on fire, meaning it will burn off the oxygen at this level, and you've talked about that burning. That's also going on in some way through the oxygen inside our chemical bodies, not just in the air.
It's systemic. It's at every level. That's the whole point. That's the shift.
Yep.
Your landscape, the mystery part of your landscape, is becoming the new normal. And that's why Bob's all cross with all of it. It hasn't caught up to Bob yet. Once he catches up to Bob, it will be obsolescence shift again. He's recognizing that position, and that's why he's having so much fun. He's playing with it, and it's all great fun, but we just love us and Bob.
So the researchers at Winship Cancer Center, it's not going to be long before other big cancer centers and big-time cancer researchers are going to notice this. Specific gravity of blood is a very specific thing. It's like carbon dating, which is no longer accurate anymore.
Well, once you get the right amount of super sugar, it'll really change carbon dating. When you make the radial isotope of hydrogen, 197, stable, changes everything. It's the C-122 completely euphoric. It allows the rocks to cry out.
Are people who have taken the RNA drops now had sufficient change in the specific gravity of their blood such that hospitals would look at the blood and go, WTF?
They're already doing that. That's why they can't explain this now. That's why their suits that supposedly protect them from strains of nastiness isn't working. It penetrates nastiness. Their garb that shields them from the yuckiness doesn't work anymore. So that's what you're noticing. And they all of a sudden, nothing. We're no one's safe. Ascension is sure. There's no way to avoid it. It's over. Little man must go. And they see that as a different thing. So, yeah, they start to notice that specifically.
When you were talking to Brian about the lampstands around the throne, there seemed to be quite a bit of emphasis placed on a geographical location. And with them representing different amino acids, it's almost as if the geographical orientation of the amino acids in our body has something to do with this process triggering. Am I going down the right road here?
Well, you'll find out pit bulls, he helped you with that. Once you realize that it's going down, that you have to move, that we're yelling timber as loud as we possibly can, that's when you'll start noticing all these things. You'll change.
So let me just clarify, Ion, the specific gravity of plasma is a little denser than water right now. It's usually compared to water, H2O.
Isn't that interesting that the base, the thing that's the most inconsistent thing on the planet is what they would compare that to? Isn't that interesting?
I know. That makes me wonder.
Because then you have water, but then you got 10,000 kinds of water, soft water, hard water, rich water, poor water, oxygenated water, dead water, wet water, dry water, air water, water. Funny.
Yeah, and they use distilled water, but you said water cannot be distilled? So is the specific gravity of our blood moving to a lesser density, correct? Lesser specific gravity.
The up is down, you're down is up. You can't get there from there. So the answer is ambiguous. It's not
or
an answer to the question. You're poking, you're sort of slinging it out, seeing which seeds hit the good soil and which hit the rocks. They'll all blossom. They just must.
Well, I was going to say less than the density of water, but I don't know what about the water now, the base.
Ta-da! Imagine that. The peat bog is smoking. That's what you're noticing.
The carbon. You said that carbon on a burned marshmallow is the perfect carbon. Is that an amorphous carbon, or is there a crystalline structure?
Some of both.
And what is the crystalline structure of that part of it that is crystallized?
Yeah, it's a layout, the ions, electron connection to super sugar. Dr. Bean has it. Look it all up. She can show you. That's like a great big heart.
So it is not a conductor, that perfect carbon. It's an insulator, isn't it?
It's an actuator.
Well, actuator electrically, isn't that you're referring to a switch ion?
Ta-da.
Still, the question holds, is the perfect carbon an excellent conductor or an excellent insulator, or is it both?
It is but a switch.
So something like a diode, it may only allow the juice to go in one direction?
Ascendingly so.
Ion, does the eye cell have any connection to volcanic ash?
Not enough to apply to your question.
I was trying to make a connection from your statement, when Los Alamos blows, that would allow the eye cell in the air, airborne. And Los Alamos is sitting on a thick layer of tuff or volcanic ash. So if it would blow, it would go airborne. Too much of a stretch.
We could, well, yeah, we did it a lot of ways. Hope we could spin it into something.
Well, I can't make any other. I can't see the eye cell coming out of the radioactive spent rods.
Well, you said, Ion, you said it will burn off the oxygen at this level. Really going to happen in this state because we're making hydrogen a bomb and we're making carbon. You don't have enough now. The fires are making carbon in a probable usable way. And carbon in its, that's like, yeah, it's like charcoal or it's pure carbon, but it has to be burnt to living carbon.
We don't like your understanding of what you think carbon is.
Going back to an actuator, Ethan, an actuator is like a switch. I'm looking at the definition. It says an actuator is a type of motor that is responsible for moving or controlling a mechanism or system. It is operated by a source of energy, typically electric current, hydraulic fluid pressure, or pneumatic pressure, and converts that energy into motion.
Yummy.
So the base of soap is fat and, of course, burned with ash, you know, combined to make fat. So the lipids and all that stuff in our blood is cleaning our blood. That's what's happening to us now, Ion?
Your blood's not dirty. It's just not offended. So soap
is
doesn't make food better, does it?
No.
You don't use soap to wash your food typically, do you?
No, I was just relating in my mind old information regarding sacrificial lamb.
Now, Red Devil Eye, Red Devil Eye, on the other hand, which you use the suspended on the soap, that's huge because that's what will affect, say, the shell of a Stewart pecan. Red Devil Eye, from a pecan standpoint, that's huge. Now, that thread would get you somewhere, but there's a quiz. Now, here's the thing. Listen to the music, find the music, go to the old music, piece the music together. That's where some of your questions come from. To the chagrin of Bob, do that. There's a quiz. You're going to have a quiz. You're going to have a euphoric week, everyone. We're going to see to it. It's going to be yummy. Mind your pints and quarts and have a great week. We love you very much. TFN.
Thank you, Ion.
Thanks, Ion.
Thank you, Ion.